I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. South Korean opposition lawmakers submitted a motion Wednesday to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol hours after the president briefly imposed martial law. The Democratic Party said in a statement that Yoon's move was, quote, a grave violation of the country's constitution. Yoon unexpectedly announced martial law in a televised address late Tuesday night. He claimed it was necessary to, quote, eradicate anti-state forces and protect constitutional order. But the move backfired after lawmakers forced their way past military and police forces that had surrounded parliament and rescinded the decree by a vote of 190-0. Yoon announced hours later that he was lifting the decree. South Korea's finance ministry said on Wednesday it is ready to deploy unlimited liquidity into financial markets if needed after the turmoil created by Yoon's declaration. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
The country's benchmark KOSPI index slid around 2% from the open following the drama. It later steadied, but remained sharply lower in morning trade. On currency markets, South Korea's won tumbled to two-year lows versus the dollar immediately after the martial law declaration. By Wednesday morning, it too had recovered a little, but it remains among Asia's worst-performing assets this year. The country's finance ministry and central bank held emergency meetings overnight to discuss market support. South Korea's financial regulator reportedly has a $7 billion stock market stabilization fund ready to go if required. The political turmoil comes as Yoon and the opposition-controlled parliament clash over next year's budget.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. This is VOA News. News outlets are reporting that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is considering naming Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his choice for defense secretary. DeSantis would replace Pete Hegseth, who has faced growing scrutiny over an allegation of sexual assault and reports of misconduct while running two nonprofit veteran advocacy groups. Hegseth is a Fox News co-host who previously served in the Army National Guard. He has denied the sexual assault allegation. DeSantis ran against Trump for the Republican presidential nomination last year. The Wall Street Journal was first to report this story. China and the Philippines are trading accusations over their latest confrontation in the South China Sea. Manila said the China Coast Guard fired water cannon and sideswiped a Philippine Coast Guard vessel during a maritime patrol near the disputed Scarborough Shoal. But Beijing said four Philippine ships attempted to enter its territorial waters around the shoal. China seized control of the Scarborough Shoal from the Philippines in 2012 and claimed sovereignty over the prime fishing area, despite it being inside the Philippines' 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone. China claims nearly the entire South China Sea, brushing off rival claims from its Asia-Pacific neighbors, as well as an international ruling that it asserts has no legal basis. The government of French Prime Minister Michel Barnier faces a no-confidence vote in Parliament Wednesday. The vote follows a seldom-used constitutional move the Prime Minister invoked Monday when he pushed through the 2025 budget without parliamentary approval. The move prompted both the far-right National Rally and the leftist New Popular Front to file separate no-confidence motions. Barnier has been Prime Minister for just 3 months. The success of Syrian rebels against Damascus forces in the last few days is offering Turkey an opportunity to secure key strategic goals in Syria. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The lightning offensive by Syrian rebel forces of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and the Syrian National Army could open the door for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to establish a dialogue he has wanted with his Syrian counterpart Bashar al-Assad. Until now, Assad has rejected Erdogan's overtures. But analysts say Ankara's influence over the two Syrian rebel forces fighting Damascus gives the Turkish leader new leverage. Analysts say Erdogan is looking for engagement with Assad to return many of the 4 million Syrian refugees in Turkey, as Turkish public unease over their presence grows. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.